גירש, אנחנו מחלוקת רבי שקלו, זה מחלוקת רבי שמואל ורבי עקיבא, בדניזק שמינן או בדמזק שמינן. לפי רבי שמואל בדניזק שמינן, לפי רבי עקיבא בדמזק שמינן. נגמור זאת, לפי רבי שמואל, העניק רו והעניק זה רשובה. העניק רו והעניק זה רשובה. נגמור says, where is the נפקי מינן? נגמור, in a case that the edits of the nizek is more from the ziburis of the mazik, more from the ziburis of the mazik, and mitzad sheini, the edits of the mazik is more from the edits of the nizek. Like the Gemara, Ani Kro, that you have to give him the edits, not to give him the Gemara. So we mentioned already, as the Rosh brings down two shittas. What are the two shittas that the Rosh brings down? The Rosh brings down two shittas in a case that the Nizek has the Idis, the Mazik has a Ziburis that is worth less than his Idis, but he has a Beinanis and an Idis. If he has to give him the Beinanis, or he has to give him the Idis. The first sheet on the Rosh hold, you could give the Beinanis, because the Gemara is, on the Pasuk, I would give you Ziburis. I don't have to go on top of your Idis. So the Gemara says, I have to go on top, but I'm giving you Beinanis. Second sheet holds, no. You have to give him edits. Look, the Rosh, you have to give him edits. And we said the Pashas Advarim, Reb Leib said, what is the Pashas Advarim? Pashas Advarim is the first Shita holds on the Gzeras HaKosuv, Rabbi Shmuel holds edits the Nizek. If I don't have it, I go left. Like the Gemara later in the Pchet, Bal Chavis Bebeinanis, if I don't have it, I go under. Then the Gzeras HaKosuv, you have to give more. More? I'm giving Beinanis. I'm Yoyta Yoyta. Zweite Shita out, no. The Gemara of the Gzeras HaKosuv is, if you don't have Idis the Nizek, if you don't have Idis the Nizek, you go to Idis the Mazik. If you go to Idis the Mazik, normally you have to give Idis. Das ist Migiret. Das ist Migiret. And we mentioned that Be'etzem, Reb Leib fragt die Kashe, and Be'etzem it's a Kashe. We mentioned that Lechura is a starke ole. Lechura, you're right. The second Shita holds that as a din, it is the Nizek. It is the Mazik. If you don't have it is the Nizek, you go to it is the Mazik. We mentioned, Einachanami. If there's no it is the Nizek, you go to it is the Mazik. Aber sagt der Ritzwa in Gittin, even if it's a din, it is the Nizek, and if no it is the Nizek, you go to it is the Mazik, but I could give you a Beinanis. And when I'm giving you Beinanis, Michal Mosai Mone, it's considered that I gave you it is the Nizek. So I gave you it is the Nizek. That was your thing, is the Nizek. So you're right. The Rosh learns when it's not it is the Nizek, I have to give you it is the Mazik. Why I can't give you Beinanis and I'll be your thing, it is the Nizek. That's the given the Kasha Be'etzem for the Reblev of the Gansu Sugi. Why the Maisa I can't give you it is the Beinanis and be your thing, it is the Nizek. And because of this Kasha we mentioned yesterday, Reblev said a Yisoid. And Reblev said that Yisoid so stark as Reblev learned as the Kenish learned as the Anders. Reb Leib learned that this Yisrael is so stark as the Kenish learned Anders. But this is the Avon of the Sugis of Reb Leib. So Reb Leib, you're right. Aber B'Shaz Be'ezek, when the Nizek, the Gelef and Neitav, the Dayf and Reb Kiv Heger, the Fidu Shaz Be'ezek, the Mele B'Shaz Be'ezek, the Nizek says like this, Alt my Neitav, I only have a Chus for my Neitav. Not more for that. I only could mount the Ziburis. I can't mount more. Look the Pasuk. No, you don't go under it. You go to Idis the Mazik. So Mamela, I have a schus and Idis the Mazik. What are you telling me now? You will give me a Beinanis and I'll be able to Idis the Nizek. But I didn't have a schus of Idis the Nizek to mount this Beinanis. Because you have a schus. Because after Idis the Nizek, I only could manage to Idis the Nizek. I don't have a schus to mount more from Idis the Nizek. My ganze schus is to mount Idis the Nizek. Not more than that. So I'm mourning, it is the Nizek. It is the Nizek, it's still my Idis, it's only a Ziburis. But I don't have a schus to mourn more from that. The main is of the Pasuk, if you can't mourn, it is the Nizek, you go to it is the Mazik. That's how the Rosh, this is the reason that if the Ziburis is less and the Idis is more, and even if you have a Beinanis, you can't tell him, give me the Beinanis and Michal Nosai money, but you have a Mimarashach. A schus to mourn the Beinanis he never had. And that he never had a schus to mourn the Beinanis, the main is negate to the Idis. Plus, given the answer, and Reb Leib said, of Migiret Nech. And not only that, Migiret is very stark, that it's so passionate to Reb Leib, because Reb Leib doesn't understand what is the Tzad Nishtaze. Now, Reb Leib knew that his soul is so glad, and he made him move Zayn Azeh with the Rosh, and there's no Tzad to understand Fakel, because Reb Leib is busy to explain, so why the first Shita holds that you could give Beinanis? What is the Tzad that you could give Beinanis? Why I could give Beinonis? Mecha Peis, I could give Beinonis. Chayyan doesn't have a full three of them. Chayyan says, Mikayach that, the middle sheeta is choylik of the ganze avone, and the middle sheeta holds that there's no din made of the mazik. Although his second shot, is chazim, it's Hashem in the hemshech. What? So what? But the ma'ite, I have a schus. That I have, I have a schus tvi. I'm the mate of the mazik. You want to give it? I don't want to take it. I want more. That Hashem gave me a schus tvi. Rabbi Kiva Egel says, if I buy a soda, I can give it, even if I want to. Kiva Egel says, if I buy a new mate, that I can give it to you, because I have a schus tvi and mate of the mazik. That mate of the nizik was not the ma'isadik. So Hashem gave me a schus tvi and mate of the mazik. You want to hear it? I don't want to take it. And the blame understands that it's so stark, because the blame understands what's the first sheeter. Not the blame doesn't have to say to the first sheeter, oh, we don't say the snitch. The blame says, no, it's such a stark as long, and the Rosh is mamish right. The only way not to understand the Rosh of the Rosh, the blame is, that the first sheeter holds that it's bichlal no din is made of the mazik. Hashem said it's made of the nizek, because the Kosovo says, if you can't go under, you go on top. You add. You add. Who wants it is the mazik. יש לו מנה, איזה מסעי, איזה שתי איש. Why is the professor only? He's a professor. He's getting it. The Rosh is giving it to him.
No, why?
Oh, why? He wants more. He wants more. He wants more. That's not in the parasha. I'm not the devil. Although the second has the blade, but finish chazer and it's tari but the ganze zach. I want to be moisif one more esaf. I want to be moisif one more esaf. The big shaila in Rabbi Seinu, what would be the aloche? What would be the aloche in Eichetim Tse? The mazik, the nizek has the idis. And the mazik has ziburis, Beinonis ve'idis. Okay. The nizik has a soda idis, and the mazik has the buris beinonis ve'idis. Aber the mazik's the buris beinonis ve'idis is better. All of them are better from the idis of the nizik. Again, we have idis the nizik. We have idis the nizik. And the mazik has ziburis beinonis ve'idis. What is the halacha? What is the halacha? What he has to give him? I feel like Bishmael with the nizik shemina. So we learned an argument again. If a person has, if the mazik has, if the nizik has the idis, and the mazik has the ziburis less and the idis more, he gets the idis. If the mazik has ziburis less, beinonis ve'idis, machlekes. The first sheet holds you can give him the beinonis. The Rosh holds he has to give him the idis. Now we're clearing in the shaila. The nizik has the idis, and the mazik has beinon idis, ziburis the beinonis, and all of them are better from the idis of the nizik. What he has to give him? What he has to give him? Okay, if the first sheet and the Rosh, for sure he could give him ziburis. But I'm asking lefi the Rosh. Lefi the Rosh, that when I have my ziburis is less from yours, and my beinonis and my idis were better from yours, Zot the Rosh, I can't give you beinonis, I have to go up to my idis. Now we're claiming, what is the aloche if all of my sodas, my ziburis, beinonis and idis are better from yours? So if you the first sheet in the Rosh, Avala, I could give you ziburis and bichal mona mosai chal mosai mona. If you the Rosh that I have to give an idis, what is the aloche here? What do I have to give here? Let's see the Rosh. I will have to give idis, or I could give ziburis. So, what do you want to say in the smaller? So, what is that? The Gidule Shmuel and the Arzad of Beirav, both of them say, you give idis. What is the difference? If the Rosh says there is no idis and nizek, you don't say idis and mazik, mit rablaim, al rablaim, but as they shake in Rosh, and you can't give the beinonis, so instead of beinonis, he has even a ziburis in between. So what? Ziburis, beinonis, you give the idis. Not the pashtas? Not the pashtas. But the Reb Shmuel wanted a tainer, and I don't get from Menshver, and we see about the smuchach lechu in the Gemara, that you give the ziburis. You feed the Rosh, you give the ziburis. And I will explain it to you, Cyber Svore and Cyber Rai. And so I'm going to go from Svore. Dr. Azar. The Adam Rebleib asked the first time. What was the time for Rebleib? Why Rosh said he had to give an Yiddish? I'm giving you Beinonis, Bichol Mosai Mare. You're right, I can't give you made of the Nizik, I have to give made of the Mazik. But I'm giving you Beinonis, it's worth more from your Yiddish. If I have something like your Yiddish, I could give it to you. I can't give you Beinonis, Bichol Mosai Mare. What's like Rebleib? Yeah, but while you didn't have a schuster to wear this Beinonis, so you already went up to the Yiddish, then I can't give you the Beinonis. Right? Not to give him the Ezra. Not to give him the Ezra. In this case, I want to ask, in this case, what would be the halacha? The Nizik has the Idis, and the Mazik has the Buris, Beninis, the Idis. Better from him. Before Gzeres HaKosov. On the Gzeres HaKosov is the halacha only made of the Nizik. So what the Nizik has the right to mon? He has the right to mon the Ziburis or not? What? He has the right. If he has the right to mon the Ziburis, not in the Mazik, Gzeres, I will give you what he had a right, and you'll be able to make of the Nizik. It's even more, Bichlal Mosai Mare. Bichlal Mosai Mare? Bichlal Mosai Mare? What you had right? Before the Pasuk, you want the Ziburis? I'm asking to give it. So what is the problem? I'll be here, made of the Nizek. Again, in the case of the Rosh, I had Ziburis, Beninis, Veidis, right? So I had Ziburis, bad, and Beninis, Idis, better. Without the Pasuk, he can mourn the better. He only could go down. So, and down is Nishke Meta. So he says, so now Kodesh Baruch Hu, bring me to made of the matter. Because this Benin is out the Pasuk, you didn't have a right to mon. So the Mele, the Pasuk is Mechadish, when you can't mon it, you go over to Mate of the Mazik. Because you didn't have a right to mon the Benin, because as Mate of the Nizik, this is the roof, this is the top, you can't go up. So Mele, this is not Mate up, and you, this you can't go up, so the Pasuk you go over. Now, but here, when all the sons are on top of me, when out the Pasuk, I have a right to mon the first one. So if I have a right to mon the first one, said, I will give you what you had a right to mon. So what, I don't have a right to mark? So what do you do? I'm asking you a shayla la'aloch. A minute. Baal choyv, no psukim. You owe me $1,000,000 and you only have sodas that every soda is idi. So I don't have a right to money? I don't have a right to money. You owe me money and you only have idis. Well, I don't have a right to money. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said meita for bad. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Parshat Meitav. Reide Rashayla. Sa HaKadosh Baruch Hu gizot Parshat Meitav. If a person has a soda and he only has a bad soda, I thought he has the right to mon it, and he has a shibud on it. Here, a person has a ziburis. So as on the pasuk, go to the shvach one. You want to come to better ones, you don't have a schus. But to the shvach soda that you have, shibud de reise, if you owe me money, I have a schus in that soda. Shibud de reise, I have a schus in that soda. I have a schus on that soda. Every person has a schus to mon. On Meitav, mid Meitav. Meitav came to say, I don't have to mon the worst one. I could climb up the ladder. But the bottom one, I didn't have a right to mon. So before the pasuk, Zibur is Benis Idis, I have a right to mon the bottom one. If I have a right to mon the bottom one, so I'm moning the bottom one. If I'm moning the bottom one, so I have a Tviya and the Ziburis, take the Ziburis. And yet, it is the Nizek. What is the Raya? What is the Raya that we have to say like that? I mean, look the Raya in the Gemara. Why the Gemara has to say, look at the Gemara, and everyone here gets mixed up because the Gemara made it like this. If I would want to write the Gemara, Alibid Rabbi Shmuel, I would write very poshut. Kigoin, the Isle Le Nizek Karka, and the Mazik has Idis, Ziburis, Beinis, everything is worth much more. The Mishal is made of the Mazik. Why the Gemara has to make some other picture? He has a Meitav, his Ziburis is in this side, his Idis is side poshut. Stand, look, Rabbi Shmuel, you go to the Nizek. It's doing with Rabbi Kivega. That all of my sodas are better. So that all of my sodas is better, I have to give you Idis. Why did Gemara have to say my Dibulis is under you and my Idis is on top of you? Say stop. All of my sodas are on top of you. That I have to give you Idis. And you have to know, if you saw good the Rosh inside you, that the Rosh himself asked why the Gemara didn't say his case, that the Ziburis is under and the Benis and the Idis are top. So the Rosh, because the Gemara didn't want to speak on Benis, is not a foolish apostle. So speak that the Ziburis and the Idis are on top. Why did Gemara have to push the Ziburis on the Yemen? All the Shvaket in the case in the Gemara here, the Gemara says, you know, the Nizek is in between, the Ziburis is less, the Idis is more, and he gives him the Idis. Stop! He has the Idis, and the other one has Ziburis and Idis on top. But the Gemara is a cross, so I have to give him the Idis, let's see the Rosh. Why did Gemara have to say? But out of Pasuk also. One second, but out of Pasuk Bechai Gad also, I will give the Ziburis. Well, without it, but beside it, let me show you. So this is the machlekes. This is the machlekes. Again, the longest, I think, Reb Shmuel and Meshmer are nishgirech. The longest avadah the nishgirech. Even though they have a starke raya. The longest they're nishgirech. Because I think that the schus tvir that I have in the Ziburis, I will ask you a shayla. We said again, the Nizik has the Idis, and my Mazik, all of my three sons are better. So we said, on the Pasuk, he has a Tzchus Tvi on the Ziburis. On the Pasuk, he has a Tzchus Tvi on the Ziburis. That is what we said. I want to ask you a shayla. On the Pasuk, he has a Tzchus Tvi on the Ziburis. What would be if that person, the Mazik, went and he bought more Kalkoris after him? That are worth less than the Ziburis. He can't give it to him? After Shasa has it. Even if Yeram Kibayger, he could give it. He ain't never had a schus medin meitav to ask for my nizek. For my Ziburis. Medin meitav, he didn't have a right on my Ziburis. He had a right, I didn't have a karka, I had to give him epis a karka. But he doesn't have a schus meitav on it. Listen to you, I will buy some karkois. And I will buy some karkois in between. Avada on Avada, that this karkois, I could give it. Rabbi Leib is wrong, I have a schus meitav. It's not, yeah, I don't have a schus meitav on the Ziburis. That's what the Dvorim Pshutim. Let me go a bit of the Gemara weiter. That's a spet, it's very spet. It's made of the Mazik, it's made of the Nizik, but other posses. But other posses, he has a schus, so he has to give it. This is for Rabbi Kibayger, because here it's not Meitav. My Meitav is less than his Ziburis. I don't have a right on his Ziburis. It's more than my Meitav. As I said, I have to go somewhere, so I'm going somewhere to mourn you. But I don't have a Schus Meitav on your Ziburis. Not that I have a Schus Meitav on your Ziburis. I don't have a Schus Meitav on your Ziburis. Dacht of Siposhet. Der Scheile, das ist sehr wichtig zu bewahren, dass die ganze Lunde ist die Suche mit der Scheile. Es ist sehr wichtig zu bewahren, die Scheile mit der Scheile zu bewahren, die Lunde. Lunde ist ein bisschen die Gemorre weiter. Rabbi Kiva immer, Leubo Akosuv, Elo, Leigbetz und Ezoki min Aidis, wie Kalvachoymer Lehegdash. Says Rabbi Kiva, it's made of the Mazik, and Kalvachoymer Lehegdash. Zog die Gemorre, my Kalvachoymer Lehegdash. Michael Vachimel Hegdesh. Ilem de Nogach Ture di Dan le Ture de Hegdesh. Shereyu Amarachmone ve lo Yishol shel Hegdesh. Stop here. So what's like the more? Amakiva zog, as you may pay mate of the mask. Zog Amakiva, un kal Vachimel Hegdesh. Not only if you mazik your friend, but I've gnei. What's the zog from Amakiva? As Amakiva says, mate of the mazik, mishigilem. Zog the more, Amakiva zog de Nogach Knech. Chutz von was ich sag, als du made of the Mazik und nicht made of the Nizak. Ich sag ja Kal Vachoymer. When you Mazik a Hegdash, also you pay made of the Mazik und nicht can made of the Nizak. Nicht can made of the Nizak, you pay made of the Mazik. Kal Vachoymer in Hegdash, you pay also made of the Mazik. Then without the Kal Vachoymer, maybe in Hegdash is no Parshas made of. Sagt Rabbi Akiva, even in Hegdash is a Parsha von Meitav. Sagt die Gemara, ja, aber was ist denn Chetim zu Bichlal in Hegdash, als kommt der Parsha von Meitav? Wo ist Bichlal Parsha von Mazikim in Bobekame von Hegdash? Ida an Nogach Shure, der Tore, der Dane, der Tore, der Hegdash, Shereyu Amar Rachmone, velo Yishol Shul Hegdash. Sagt Rashi, Shereyu Amar Rachmone, velo Yishol de Hegdash. Dim Nogach Shor Shul Hegdash, Potu, והוא הדין לכל שאר נזוקים שימג לי שזה הגדש פוטו זאת רשי לשנקמה And Pashas is the Basra is not Choylek. The Trashni Lishnikame, that the Din of Shor Ha'eyu Veloy Shor Shel Hegdash is not only in Keren, even though the pasuk is going ki igar sher ish sher eyu velo shel hegdesh, it's a ptur shen veregel adam eish alle oves nezikim apotu an hegdesh. Yeah, the Gemara only mentioned one. The Gemara didn't have to mention all of them, but it's a mute on alle. Lishne achrine לאוכי נוקד שר הגדש ולא ימוקי לו באכילס באמתו יסוד ההגדש שדולי משכחס לו יסוד החרם לקויאנים ולכלמים הקל בוחם אל ההגדש הנה מי זה תגבל לצרך בדק הבייס אוי המייגד so what if a person is מייגדש זה צריך בדק הבייס אוי המייגדש פדר אל האלתר אוי מויכי מויסה לאלתר וכשיוצא בי יבל לקויאנים אבס אז ואיתו נם נגיע ואז מזוגן that the animal ate before he was masking mastic to play there to sell it. The coin of the and mail of the carcass, the column of the carcass, the carcass dummy. The Rashi and mail of the carcass, the column of the carcass, the carcass dummy. Rashi says soup shotting. Other Alan Mazikim Apotu, Bobekame, other the reason we didn't talk about carcass here is because Ein mail of the carcass, Ein mail of the carcass. Now, before we explain the Rashi, you could ask the Shaila. Ein mail of the carcass, the Seder. I will find a different Hatimse. That the animal ate a dish full of pears of Hekdash. A person had a lot of fruits, extra fruits. He was magdish to Hekdash. So Hekdash has big containers of food outside Hekdash. And the animal came and ate it. And let's see the second shot in Rashi, L'chu b'chai gavne, you have to pay. Let's see b'chai gavne, you have to pay. So I want to be mad with Rashi. That's what I'm saying. Be'etzem kunta is noch milern good the Maharam to Yeshua and the Meiri. Very mayoitzim mibeneim, but that's the poshte pshat. Not the Maharam of Yeshua and the Meiri be pashtes. Rashi doesn't learn a machlekes to vision the beide leshoynes. Lekule alme shoyre eyu velo yishor shel hegdesh leshitas Rashi es potur al shen veregel al kerem as out. Shoyre eyu velo yishor shel hegdesh. לפי רשי איזה פטור אף עלה ארבע אופס נזיקים סי לישנה קאמה, סי לישנה בסרה רשי דוזן אבה צעד אבן בו בקאמה יוחאי לפי מזיג הקדש we'll see later, it's the מאירי את חוי לקטקה the מאירי holds it's only a mute on קרן it's not a mute on שן ורגל שיטס רשי איזה mute אף עלה אופס נזיקים אבן מצינו פון קרן what is these two לישנות? זאת במערם בן מאירי צזאבו רשי had a kasha. And all of us had this kasha yesterday when we spoke about Kidega. Lashon the pasuk is v'shilach es be'iroi v'bir b'sdei acher meitav sadeyu meitav karmo yishalem meret af shen v'regel. You want to make a kal v'choymer? Make a kal v'choymer from shen v'regel. If someone ate hekdesh, shen v'regel. Why did Gemara switch to say as meredo if someone was mazik hekdesh beker? Let meret af shen v'regel. The parsha of Meitav was the Shem V'Regel. Remember, we had a tzad even Ochlo Arugo. That's the parsha. The parsha of Meitav. Not only when I'm mazik ahead, yet I'm chayev. Even when I'm mazik ahead, yet I'm chayev. In the same case, why did Gemara said, you know what is the chetimta? He lehmed the nogach shol didan, tur didan, the tur of the hegdash. Why does it speak like this? Chavot is the game gleich. Chavot is the game gleich. Chavot is the game gleich. And then Rashi has two tirutzim. The first teretz is, what is the first teretz? Zogt Rashi, you're right. But where is the mute that you potur and hegdash in Allah of his nesikim? Where is the mute? Where is the pasuk of the mute? Shore ayu velo yishor shel hegdash. So the Gemara wants to speak about Shereheyu v'lo yishor shel hekdesh v'al bosom is the mute. So the Gemara prefers to speak about Negiche as of Nekenfreg in Shereheyu v'lo yishor shel hekdesh while this is the Binyan Av and this is the Mokor Potor Chayiv and Ale Abobis Nezikim. So maybe the Gemara prefers to speak about that Mazik more from Andere Nezikim. But this is the real Mazik that bosom is the Ptur. This is the first Pshat in Rashi. The second Pshat in Rashi, Rashi says again, why we didn't speak on Shen V'Regel? You're right, in Teres Tlushim, this was not the Kasha. The Kasha was, speak about Shen V'Regel when she eats an Arugo, Dum Yedem Eitav. Speak about Shen V'Regel, Dum Yedem Eitav, that the animal went into a Sada and ate. Like Rashi, in this case we can't speak. Ein Meile Lehegdash. What are we asking? But she could eat a part of dish, a dish of the Torah. We're not asking to speak about Shen V'Regel. We want that the Kasher will speak Dumya the Torah. That Rashi and Lishne Kano, that the Ptur is coming from Shen V'Regel, from Keren, so the Mele we mentioned Keren. Lishne Achine, the Echatim said, eating a karka, midaf nishkubi to them. It's not negat to Re'eu V'Leishel Hegdash. Ein me'ile le'egdash. Ein me'ile m'mchubi le'karka. Kolak m'mchubi le'karka ke'karka. Ein me'ile le'egdash. The Mele we didn't speak about. This is the Tzuras HaDvorim in Rashi. No? Now, after that we have the Tzuras HaDvorim in Rashi, let me get into the second Shlav in Rashi. So what Rashi answers? What Rashi answers? Why we didn't speak about Shen V'Regel? Ein Me'ile Le'Hegdash. So what is the Teretz? So what is Ein Me'ile Le'Hegdash? So what is the Teretz? What is the Teretz? Ein Me'ile Le'Karkoes. So what? So Ein Me'ile Le'Karkoes. So. But there's two ways to learn this Rashi. The Marshal Chochma Shleima and the Meiri. The Marshal learns Ein Meile Lehek Lekarkoes means Faker. There's no Meile, so Avada you have to pay. Pay money, it belongs to Hegdash. Got it. Ein Meile is a means from the Parshas Meile. Avada within Mazik you have to pay Hegdash. Avada within Mazik you have to pay Hegdash. Fakert, ein meile le karkoes means ein zach. It's no parshas meile in karkoes. Karkoes, alak numul chaveiroi. It's normal money. It's a normal money ben adam le chaveiroi. It's not a new parsha. So is the marshal, so what is the pshat? Fakert Rashi fakert. Rabbi Akiva says, kalvochem ala hegdash. Fakert Rashi, if the animal ate a karka, that is coming to Kalvachem ala Hegdash. It's not Medin Hegdash. Ein Me'ilu le Karkoes. It's not Kedush in Karkoes. It's Ke'ilu he ate a karka of his friend. Rabbi Akiva doesn't have to come to Kalvachem. You for sure pay Meita. Why not to pay Meita? You don't need a pasuk. Re'ei, but it's Re'ei, says the Chochma Shleime. Says the Marshal. Only a Zach that has Me'ilu is not called Re'ei. A Zach that doesn't have Me'ilu, it's called Re'ei. It's chayev l'shalem. Ledine, it's chayev l'shalem, says the Marshal. It's medayik the Mishnah and Tesamud Beis. Nechosim she'ein bo me'ile chayev. Nechosim she'yesh bo me'ile potu. The Mishnah and the Tesamud Beis writes down, when you potu, when you chayev, says the Mishnah, nechosim she'yesh bo me'ile potu, ein bo me'ile chayev. Says the Marshal, Rashi learns in the second shot, not in the first shot, that when you eat sadeh hegdash, you chayev l'shalem like ben odom l'chaveiroi. And the Mele does correct Rashi. So the Mele says, there's no chidush in Rabbi Akiva. What will it say? Akiva says, Kazuchoy Mele Hegdash. He wants to say, when you negeach a shor kodosh, it's under a parsha. Oh, but if you eat a zatat, ain't by Meile, this is mamish like you ate Tzadach Averoi. And as they be in Tzadach Averoi, you have to pay Meitav. No, even you have to pay Meitav. Av dem and that is Shabbat Asugya. And that is Kuhin Tzadach Kazuchoy Mele. This is Hainuach. As they learn the Marashal Pshat. The Meir is not fakir. Rashi lives ein Meir be karkoes. Zogt Rashi, and even without Re'eyu v'loishel Hegdash, you don't have to pay. And not only, even Lo Yetzi Hashem would never give a mute. Re'eyu v'loishel Hegdash, you would not pay if you would steal, if you would take something from karka from Hegdash. Why? Ein Meir le karkoes. What's it does? Said ein Meir le karkoes. Don't pay choymesh. Don't pay a call, but I'm going to say, got it. Forget about me'ile. The animal is not a me'ile. It's a mazik. Why I don't have to pay out the mazik? Talking about Chayim from Reb Chaim, stated in Rashi, that in Momen Hegdash is Momen She'en Lo Yitevin. And out mazik is never a tzad to pay Hegdash. The whole mokim to pay Hegdash is from the parasha from me'ile. There's no tzad to pay Hegdash on the parasha from me'ile. The ganze tzad to pay Hegdash is only on the parsha from Meile. On the parsha from Meile is no tzad to pay Hegdash Mishla. What? For the moment she'en le'tayvi? I want to be mad. He was no Meile. When an animal eats, there's no shachas to Meile. Meile, you have to eat yourself and to have anoya b'shvelga. But that's what Rashi has said. As that man is mufka from Meile dayt. And as babikame, you potu nishotreyu b'lo yishol Hegdash. Bichlal, you potu when you mazik Hegdash, because it's moment she'en le'tayvi. You potter if you mazik hegdash. You're not chayav if you mazik hegdash. Hashem was mechadish a new parsha of mazik and hegdash. It's called me'ile. Reb Chaim says in Sefer, and in Stenslach, we see in the Hefshach HaSugis, that the Parshas Gzeile from Hegdesh is Me'ile. Then I'll explain to you a little bit that you'll have a little bit of time in it. Reb Chaim HaMoshe Zok, when a poyel works in Hegdesh, is allowed to take, you know, when you work with someone in the kitchen, you're allowed to eat when you're working in the food. Different Echatimtzes. The Lord says, if you work in the Sada of Hegdesh, you're allowed to eat. Like Reb Chaim HaMoshe Me'ile. Sagt der Gerd von der Ile ist, dass der Pasha ist Gerd von Hegdash. Was in Bobby Kanadi, when you eat by someone, you're allowed to eat, when you're working in Hegdash, dann macht man sagt, if you eat by Hegdash, du bist Chaim Misa bin Ishamay. When I'm the worker, I'm taking in, I'm allowed to eat. And the Menorah steht in Yerushalayim, when they have Menorahs, people could, not in the Menorahs, but they say, Shoeve, they say in the Sugen, if Chaim Gedalton, that the lady could have Boyer. So, that says it's called the Mare Vareach, Ein Be Mishumeile, Schreck Reb Chaim, aber am meisten ist es Isu Nenna von Hegdash. Says Reb Chaim, as if I'm allowed to look on your light, you could guess, you could tell me not to look on your light. So in Hegdash you're allowed to use Hegdash's light. Because the Gedal of Meile is, that's the Gedal from Hegdash. That's the Parsha's Gedal in Hegdash. So Rashi is no different Parsha. Dainu, as the allgemeine Parsha von Gedal, Hegdash is Mamesh Eloitoyim. Hegdash is a new parsha's gezel, meile. Now it's halachas. If you moil b'shoigeg and you have a noe, you mishalim oshom, kolbim, then you mazik hegdash, you only pay the kerem. But it's a parsha for meile. It's a gezel for meile. Now it's a trashi, if ain't meile, because kohes of the meiri, so Hashem is not mechadash a parsha in meile, so I'm not chayavet bo bekabe. Even with adre ayu v'loi shal hegdash. So it's two pshotim in a kotze el a kotze. The Maharshal though in the back of Chochmah Shleim Elul Pshat Saker Rashi is saying that it's Pshita Dalem Chayim and it's so Pshita Dalem Chayim and Karkoyev that it's Mamash like Sada Re'eyu Rabakim Adav Nishom in Akal V'choyna and the Meiris is Pung Maker it's so Pashut and I'm Potur that even before Re'eyu V'lo Yishel Hegdash I'm Potur if you pass it like the Meir you pass it like the Meir if you pass it like the Maharshal you pass it like the Maharshal the Meir Kuntois we need to be Zogt Rashi, the Mele, again, but we're learning like the Ma'aram in the Oifim Kloli of Rashi. That all of this Rashi is Ma'etzim only saying, Ein Zach. Why the Gemara picked the Shoyr and didn't pick the Shen V'Regel? And Rashi is saying two Terutim. Other because the Drosha, other Shen V'Regel doesn't pass here. Why? Other like the Ma'arshal, because this is Pshite. Fakel, it's Mamash Mamon Chaveilo, it's no Chidushim. It's not called Hegdash Bichlal. Other Fakel, it's Poshu that is Potur, even before the Sugya, if Re'ayu V'lai Shal Hegdash. But it's only two tirutim of Rashi why the Gemara didn't want to speak about Shen V'Regel and the Gemara wanted to speak on Shor. That's in the Rashi. Now, it's a chidush doin Rashi, says Reb Chaim Moizer in Chelek Beis Simen Nun. The Rashi says, kol ha-mechuba le-karka ke-karka domi. The nice when the animal eats, it's not so precious. And it, she goes, how the animal eats. She eats it. She pulls the apple off the tree and she bites into it. When she's eating it already, it's not mechuba lekalka. It's very tolush. So you have to know, we already mentioned in Nev Gimel, that shteito in Rashi, as it is piped, though it's marich, the v'yecheskel, it's in and above, that we look at the hezek when she took off the fruit. I'm asking you a shayla, one thing. If you go into someone's sudden and you take off a fruit, now you can carry on eating it? I was mazikim, okay, now I'm eating, I'll pay. Or do we start ganav on the apple every bite that you bite? Pasha says every bite that you bite, you're ganav. If you stop, you pull it off, say that. Now you push someone's trees off, now it's off the ground. Now you can take this pears. I'm not sure that. I'm saying, it's a chidush to say, shteito in Rashi, I say. Shteito in Rashi, that the hezek is take nish. Shteito in Rashi, that the hezek is take nish in the pears, in the karka. We said that in that gimel, Rashi calls it lemechale karme. I'm not going to write to them, it doesn't say you from the chale karme. But shteito klor, as the hezek is called in the mechubel karka. Aber I say that now we have pshat in the Gemara. Let me hit Tzachor and learn in the Gemara. Be'etzem this Gemara is mamish a pele dike Gemara. No zog the Gemara. Rav Akiva oimer, loy bo akosuv, elo likvis in the zokim in the yidis the kal vachoyim ole hegdesh. Shrek the Gemara, my kal vachoyim ole hegdesh. Ilem in the nogach ture di dan le ture de hegdesh. Shere eyu amar achmone ve loy shosh el hegdesh. Will is frek in the ashtarke kash. Hosach ein gut. Will is frek in the ashtarke kash. Rav Akiva says kal vachoyim ole hegdesh.
What is the pshat in the pirush amilis of Rabbi Akiva kalvachim al hegdash? Not only when I mazik my friend, I have to pay meitah. Even when I mazik hegdash, I have to pay meitah. Like the Gemara and Shulik, and Nisht Emes, when you mazik hegdash, you potu. Before the Gemara chashe. Well, it's the first line of the Gemara. Not Rabbi Akiva, you have to pay meitah and kalvachim al hegdash. Why you need a kalvachim al hegdash? It's not kalvachim al hegdash. Hashem said that if I mazik, I have to pay meitav. Who has been hegdash? Why is it sad to think that hegdash is potul, that you have to come and learn out hegdash from a kalvachoyma? What is it sad that hegdash is potul, as if that gang learned hegdash from a kalvachoyma, to zog in kalvachoyma le hegdash? What is the sign that Hegdish is potul that we're coming and saying Kalvachim ala Hegdish? Hegdish is what it means. You're asking me later, it's not true, Hegdish is potul. Hegdish is not potul, it's chayv. But what is Kalvachim ala Hegdish? Why is it Kalvachim ala Hegdish? Don't hear the kasha? Didn't get out of the Gemara. Didn't get out of the Gemara. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What? So Lefid Meiri, it's taken not shvel, because we said in Hegdish Taka is not a parsha of mazik. It's basically a new parsha. It's a beinadike mazik. Oh, Harry, it's the andere parsha. Not Rabbi Akiva, yeah. The andere parsha of a kalvachoyma. You write the andere parsha. Kalvachoyma. It's in this parsha you pay meitav. Kalvachoyma in this parsha. Lefid Meiri ain't a chenami. We have it glad. We have it glad. It's taken a new parsha of mazik. So I can learn out. We said no, if I'm mazik, hegdash I'm chayav before the meal. But it's a new parsha. So I said, kal v'chomer, if in this parsha I'm chayav, kal v'chomer in the tzveite parsha I'm chayav. Kal v'chomer in the tzveite parsha I'm chayav. But if it's not as old as ach, so see the pshat. This kasha be'etzem frek v'shita mekubetzen v'shem repshaye v'shem v'teise shantz. Not only that, the Meiri brings down a shita that is cholek and Rashi, and learns that shen v'regel yichayev and hegdash. The mute is taken only on keret, mishtav shen v'regel. Frek us why the Gemara didn't answer shen v'regel. Like the Meiri, because if shen v'regel is chayev behegdash, it's who adin that is kumetz kal v'chayev. The Meiri brings it down that a shita that shen v'regel is chayev behegdash. Frek us why the Gemara didn't answer kigoyin shen v'regel. Not because ain't chanami, you for sure pay meitav that is kumetz kal v'chayev. Like the shita, no, so suppose like the Gemara. Like the shita mekubetzes b'shem Reb Shaya, einach hanami. The Gemara could have answered that if nogach ture bidan the ture v'ekdesh, pshita te mishalem meitav. Maiko mashmalo. Pshita te mishalem meitav. Maiko mashmalo. The Gemara could have answered it. The Gemara answered better. Sinisht eves. Hegdesh is potu. The Gemara could have answered. You're right. Well, if Torah didn't do the Hegdash, who adin? So the Gemara, forget about who adin. This is Grad and Nisht Emes. And that's what the Shidim Mekubetzes and Teh Teshav. And now then, take a Sishlim Tzach in the Hemshi Chasugya. Be'etzem, ich gewollt red na Paul Verzer, die Vrichizu Kfar Chaneke. Aber heid am Eitzit, wo Shishiva red, so nutz Hashem morgen, ma red na bis zu die Vrichizu Kfar Chaneke.
Shalom. Kol Halashon מפיצת הקליטורים ובהם שיעורים במבחר נושאים, במחיר 2 שקל לתקליטור, מכיל 40 שעות שיעור, כמו כן תקליטורי DVD המכילים כ-330 שעות שיעור. ניתן להזמין תקליטורים או תקליטורי DVD במשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני cdstrudel@kohl.com. אם ברצונכם לפתוח תחנה להתנת נגנים או להפצת תקליטורים, תוכלו ליצור קשר עם משרדי כל הלשון. ניתן לקבל בדואר אלקטרוני או בפקס את רשימת השיעורים הקיימת בכל הלשון. לקבלה בפקס, הקישו 03-617-1111, הקישו 0 עם הכניסה למערכת, ולאחר מכן 5 ופעלו לפי ההוראות. לקבלה בדואר אלקטרוני, שלחו הודעה lstrudel@kohl.com. שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי הרבנים במאמץ וביגיעה. אם ברצונכם לסייע לרבנים מגידי השיעורים או למוסדות התורה בהם הם מלמדים, תוכלו להעביר כסף ישירות לרבנים על פי בחירתכם. הוצאות אלו מוכרות לצורכי מס כהוצאות, וכן כתרומה מוכרת בכל העולם. תוכלו להתקשר למשרדי כל הלשון 02-581-6622 או להשאיר הודעה בכתובת המייל d.strudel@kohl.com. תודה וכל טוב.